Juana. Juana, J-U-A-N-A, Rodriguez, 62469. Chief complaint, cough, congestion, swelling in the neck, swelling in the armpit, breast pain, leg swelling, thyroid problems, leg swelling, leg pain, knee pain, possible a history of hypothyroidism, and possible sleep apnea. Our patient is a 53-year-old woman, lives with her husband, married. She just got back from Mexico Saturday. Since she's been back, she's had diarrhea and abdominal cramping. She thinks maybe she ate something. She also has a sore throat. She was told in Mexico she has some lymph nodes in her, under her arm on the right side, and has had some leg swelling off and on. She also saw an endocrinologist one time because her thyroid was overactive. She received some sort of radioactive pill, and since then she's had issues with leg swelling and increased weight. No hematemesis, no hematochezia, no seizure convulsion. Patient also had palpitation and dizziness since she's had her diarrhea, period. Review of system as above. Medication? Sertraline or? Zoloft for anxiety. Dose is not known. Medical problems, depression, anxiety, surgery, C-section, cholecystectomy, tonsillectomy. Zoloft, yeah. Social, she doesn't smoke, she doesn't drink. Last period was 3 weeks ago. Allergy none, family history, stroke, heart disease, diabetes, sister with uterus cancer. Let's see, COVID immunizations up to date, times 3. Review of system as above. She weighs 170 pounds, 99%, 97.7, 1688, 140 over 84. Heart, positive, spun positive, 2 with a few ectopic lungs. Lung is clear, abdomen is soft but bloated, some tenderness noted throughout, no rebound, no rigidity, negative Murphy, negative McBurney sign, lower extremity shows 1+ edema, neurological non-focal, skin shows no rash, breast examination reveals fibrocystic changes bilaterally, left side at around 3 o'clock, right side at about 11. Assessment number 1, as far as her abdominal pain is concerned, and diarrhea, we'll treat with Flagyl, 250 TID. Next time is abdominal ultrasound, shows a very gassy abdomen. Next time is gallbladder is, of course, absent. Next time she does have a fatty liver. Next time she does not have urinary tract infection. Her ovaries appear normal. Her spleen is normal. Next number, she needs a yearly mammogram, a must. Next number is breast ultrasound today. It reveals fibrocystic changes. Next number is axillary ultrasound today. It reveals no masses or tumors or cysts. Next number, recheck in 1 week after she takes the antibiotic. Next number is she does have flu-like symptoms. She does have a red TM today. Her flu test is negative. Her strep test is negative. So she'll be treated for Keflex as well as Rocephin and Decadron now. Go back to the exam, put down. Patient does have lymphadenopathy in the neck and a red TM and red pharynx. Next number, as far as her thyroid issues are concerned, check TSA, check free T3, check free T4 in face of radioactive iodine treatment. Next number is yearly mammograms ordered again. Next number is maintenance exam. Colonoscopy is up to date. Next number is the patient also has had pap smear done in the past 2 years. Next number, come back in 1 week. Next number is obtained blood work. Next number's findings were discussed with patient at length before leaving. Next number's prescription for yearly mammogram, Keflex and Flagyl were given to patient with explanation as why. Thank you.